R-K-E-Y.
America Tonight, the name of this show. All eyes on Japan. Will it or won't it? Sadly, it comes down to, does this sucker go? Does it have a complete meltdown to its very core and radiation, which has already leaked out, does it slam into the poor people who haven't been able to get away in Japan, even though 28,000 very close to the nuclear power plant have been evacuated. There are some workers who refuse to leave who are there, and they continue to work despite the risks. The helicopters were called off that were going to douse water onto the, to especially the number three reactor. They're worried about the plutonium there. Ultimately, though, Thursday, the Chinook helicopter back, boom, doing the deal, dropping the water. How much of a difference does it make? Because it's all about cooling those rods. It's all about doing that to be able to survive and to be able to shore up that power plant. I said this before, you know, we can all be a Monday morning quarterback, and it's easy to say, well, why was that plant built there in the first place, especially knowing what happens in Japan, close to Tokyo, right there on the shoreline? Yeah, doesn't seem like the smartest of moves, does it? There were other places you could have put the plant, perhaps it would have been safer. It's about the seismic activity, which you can't always predict that. Some now are souring in this country on nuclear power, saying, whoa, why do we have to go there? Forget it. Let's keep up the dependence on oil. And what about those crazy electric cars we've been talking about? Forget the whole thing with the nuclear power. Since I started this show 4 years ago, I had people on to, when we were talking energy alternatives, I've talked about nuclear power. I'm still behind that idea. However, with a plan in place where you're not ultimately putting that plant in a very risky spot where it's not close to a fault line. There are smart enough people who know about the Earth's crust, who know how to evaluate before setting up. So why was that plant in Japan put where it was anyway? So you have some of the workers on a suicide mission. Many will say the Japanese people are being duped and they're really on their own suicide mission without knowing it, because they should be cleared out within a 50-mile-plus radius. But regardless, there are many people that are still in and around the area of this possible nuclear disaster. They're desperately trying to cool the reactors. So what happens? The radiation fears are high. They're jittery on the West Coast. The iodine probably helps. It's that peace of mind thing. So good luck. I had a friend that I checked in with who lives in Palo Alto, and I said, you know, is this really true? Absolutely. CVS, we don't have any stinking iodine. So there are people that just feel better about that. They feel better about knowing that they have the iodine to take or to take it. Yeah. All right, right at the top, let's take one before we dive a little bit deeper. David in Texas, hello.
Hello, Madam President. From on my way back in from Abilene by morning. How are you today?
I am well. How are you, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm a traveling man, you know, what can I say?
I know, I gotcha.
The term, Abilene by morning is definitely, reality right now. I made it to Abilene by morning.
There you go. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, back to you, yeah.
Thanks.
I'll be going to San Antonio, this weekend too, so you might not see me. You might not see me till Tuesday, so I'll be in the Alamo.
There you go.
As far as this Japan thing, you know, what can we do? I mean, you know, as far as the United States, though, I agree that we need to, what we need to do is make more safeguards. I agree with nuclear power, but we need to make more safeguards
yes.
and more safer. I mean,
yes.
you know, that I don't know how they did it. Or they were talking about crystals in on the TV series Star Trek.
Yeah.
Some kind of a crystal. They can make power out of crystal and shoot the radiation into there and whatever, make it a lot easier. But, you know, what can I say about that?
Crystal power, I wish we only had the crystal power. It would work. That it's like kryptonite. We get the crystals, we get the kryptonite, and then we could be a superhero all wrapped into one. But I gotcha.
There you go, yeah. And we could also, I mean, there's already out there the hovermobile.
Yeah.
Just figure out how to make it work really well on cars. We could just hover. But I did come across somebody saying something about, you know, even if we had flying cars, the skies would be crowded. We wouldn't have to worry about the traffic down here. The skies would be trafficked.
Right, because then that would you'd be lifting the cars in the air, basically, yeah.
Yeah, and you know there's over us, at least over DFW anyway. There's at least 1,000 airplanes coming in and out every day, and you don't hear about all the near misses that go on down there.
I know,
but you know. And by the way, I did want to check in with you because, you know, I haven't been around much, you know, that Dark Overlord has been keeping me so busy at my regular job that, you know, and I did get a raise, by the way. I couldn't believe it. And,
woo-hoo!
I didn't realize it for 2 weeks after the fact that it happened, but, you know. Also, you were talking about government stuff.
Yeah.
My employer does a lot of government moves, whether it be moving people from the taking them from the MEP station to the airport, taking them
right.
to boot camp wherever, or doing a lot of military moves. Like I've been known as the Dias Air Force King because I can get in, get out, and get it all done. In a matter of minutes, and they love me at Dias Air Force Base.
I bet.
There's a couple other places they like me too, but Dias is one of my expertise. But yeah, I haven't seen any. You know, you're talking about they're going to be cutting programs and stuff like that. I haven't seen any because, I mean, like I said, my company depends on a lot of the government stuff. And government contracts and everything. We haven't seen anything different about it. Now, I will say this much, and I'm not very much into religion, but you know, Revelations is happening right now.
You know what? I've had a couple people say that to me. If you look at the numbers, if you look at the numbers add up to that. Yeah. I mean, that is pretty scary. It is pretty eerie when you think about it. I won't refute that. Somebody just sent me the numbers a couple of days ago, and I was like, yeah, I see how those numbers add up. It is scary. Stay with us.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Well, downhearted and confused, because baby, you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you out there who might be a little bit Irish, and even if you're not, claim you are. It's just a day to be happy. I like St. Patrick's Day. Didn't he chase the snakes out of Ireland? He did. He chased this, as legend would have it. But if you really read the story of St. Patrick, he really wasn't Irish. He really wasn't. There's a great book. It's called, I thought it was a good book, How the Irish Saved Civilization. And pretty much the upshot of it is that a lot of the works, you know, historical books, even the Bible, etc. Well, not so much the Bible, because you wouldn't have had the New Testament then. The other religious writings, and I mean, think of some of the plays, think of some of the poetry, think of some of the original documentation. I'm trying to think, like Moses and parting the Red Sea and all that stuff. All of that was transcribed by the Irish because of the wars that were going on and the great works that were being torn up. So anyway, in this book, How the Irish Saved Civilization, they tell the true story of St. Patrick. Not what people think they know about St. Patrick, but legend has it he did chase the snakes out of Ireland. So I'm going to go with that one for sure. Oh, they need some kind of miracle on the Hill, because what's going on with this whole budget thing? To wrap things up, because, you know, we're talking about Japan and whatnot, here in this country, big concern over, and there should be, over the constant back and forth of our budget. The fact that we can't seem to get this done. It's like passing the potato. We're passing the potato and nobody wants to take a hold of it. So 2 weeks, 3 weeks, yeah, this can't go on. An interesting comment came out of Douglas Holtz Eakin, who was testifying during a hearing before the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. Now, this hearing, he's a former Congressional Budget Office guy. The hearing was held to actually look at the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. You know what that is? Well, you would call it Obamacare. 1 year after it was signed into law, and he says it's stifling economic growth. Listen to the former CBO chief.
On Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act expands a program in which beneficiaries have deep difficulty finding providers, end up in emergency rooms at much higher rates than even the uninsured, and with the maintenance of effort requirements is now an extremely costly mandate on the states. I applaud the efforts of Ranking Member Hatch and in the House, Congressman Upton, to really take on some flexibility in Medicaid. $118 billion over the next decade is something they simply can't afford at this point in time. And even more flexibility, as you've talked about, under the law itself, your efforts with Senator Brown. And then lastly, on the budget and economic front, I am convinced that even with the reports of my former organization, the Congressional Budget Office, on the record, that this is a dangerous budgetary move at this point in time. This committee is well aware of the projected future debt increases in the United States. They represent a fundamental threat to our prosperity and even our freedom. Setting up two new entitlement spending programs, insurance subsidies and the CLASS Act, that the CBO estimates will grow at 8% a year as far as the eye can see, that's faster than the economy will grow. That's faster than any measure of revenues will grow. There is no way that one can do that and close the budgetary gap. We're making it worse at a time when it's already a great danger. And I think those future deficits, which are a promise of higher interest rates or higher taxes or both, are a fundamental impediment to growth in the United States. And for that reason, the Affordable Care Act represents a big anti-growth step at a time that's very important, where we have 8 million Americans out of work. At the same time in the Act, there are $500 billion worth of taxes. There are extensive mandates and requirements on what is one-sixth and soon to be one-fifth of our economy. That can't be a growth strategy. And to layer on top of $1 trillion in spending, I think, is a quite questionable move at this point in time. I also noted in my testimony, I disagree respectfully with the CBO's estimate that only 19 million individuals will end up in exchanges. I think that with this much money on the table, we will see employers drop coverage. And this is quite likely to be two and as much as three times as expensive as they think. And then lastly, the front loading of the taxes, the insurance reforms that say cover more benefits, all lead to higher premiums in the near term, especially for small businesses. Those higher premiums are a cost. They're going to have to shift, and the likely burden is going to be borne by workers in the form of lower wages or lost employment opportunities. So I would say that after a year, we know some things about the Affordable Care Act. They're not entirely heartening from the point of view of entitlement reforms for Medicare and Medicaid and for the outlook for the economy and the budget. Thank you.
Yeah, what he's saying there, I thought he was being very honest, and he's a numbers guy saying, hey, it's higher premiums. Anyway, you slice this, whether you're talking about the health exchanges, which sounded so good, whether you're talking about premiums for from small businesses, this is what we were worried about all along. That ultimately the middle class or the people who can ill afford it are going to get screwed. They're stomped on because they're not going to be able to pay the premiums. They're not going to get the jobs because if I'm the small business owner and I can't pay it, I can't pay it, man. What do you want me to do?
There's some events that are in the news today which I think indicate just one of the consequences of that. Bahrain has become the last most recent country to have reached that zero amount of petroleum. I think that fact and the fact that the people understand what the economic consequences of that shift in Bahrain's economic future have been contributing causes to the unrest that's going on there today. I believe that we should be wise enough to manage what we have left in a manner that will stretch those dates that I gave as long as possible, at least as long as it's going to take us to make the transition from a heavily fossil fuel dependent America to a significantly less fossil fuel using America. You asked for some specific things. I would say probably the single most important thing that we could do to reduce our dependence on oil, because today 70% of those 19 million barrels are being used for it, is our vehicles. If we could get a significant percentage of our vehicles off petroleum and onto electricity or other alternatives, that would have a dramatic impact on our oil consumption as well as our environment by reducing the emission of chemicals that contribute to global warming. So that's where I would put my emphasis.
All right, so once again, on the Hill, this time that what we sagged into there was the BP spill commish warning against tapping into our oil reserves. If you're feeling the pain of the pump, and we've been talking about this, and there's a lot of misinformation and taking credit for what's happening with oil prices, or trying to not take credit for it, the former Senator Bob Graham is saying that, listen, this is, look at these situations in the Middle East. This is not what we want to do. Graham, by the way, is a co-chair of Obama's National Commission on the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill. We're not that far removed away from the oil spill. If you think about it, it was the fall, September of 20, when everything was wrapped up, September of 2010. It's not really wrapped up. You still have BP folks cleaning up beaches or combing the beaches, like in Biloxi, to make sure there's nothing there. And then the concern still hangs around of what's happened on the ocean floor. We saw how crippling all of that was. So here we are talking about moving away from an oil-based economy. One of the possibilities was nukes, nuclear power, and that option is not looking too appealing for a lot of people because of what's happened in Japan. If you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Send them to me at americatonight.net. Oh, I hope you're wearing green. It is St. Patrick's Day, after all, and we're all just a little bit Irish. Some of us more, like myself, but we're all a little Irish on this day, right?
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Save the core, if you will, and avoid the complete meltdown. All of the negative information coming out of Japan, I mean, we feel for the people. It's tanking the markets. The Dow dropped 240 points. I said heading into the weekend, look, I'm not trying to give anyone financial advice, but if you had stuff in the market, because it is like standing in front of a craps table, let's face it, be careful. Put some stops on there or whatever. It's obvious you're going to have negative headlines. And with the bodies, the tsunami, all that stuff, and especially now with this nuclear situation, what that ultimately means is that you see that stocks will tank and there will be a sell-off and whatnot. And the Nike drops and then, you know, from there, that's what happens. So moving forward and talking about the radiation, you know, how much radiation is too much radiation? If I had kids and I was anywhere near there, I would have, I don't care if I had to fling them on my back, push the debris aside. I know that's easy to say. I would have been out of there, I'm sure, right away, because I wouldn't wait to be told. You know, we see what happens sometimes when you wait to be told. I would just try to get out as fast as I could. But again, that is easier said than done because of the situation around the plant. With the tsunami, with the people who are homeless, you know, it's not like, oh, okay, well, let me just, you know, jump in my Toyota, head to the airport, and let's just catch a flight out. There are a lot of private jets that are coming in to take people out, and a lot of Americans that have left some of those high-risk areas in Tokyo, they're telling people, you know, watch out, because if we see that plume, oh, my, I hope every living soul that can be as far away from that area as possible is gone. So the ambassador, the American ambassador to Japan, a guy named John Ruse, talked about the fact that, okay, this is how we're helping. We're bringing in every mind available that we can possibly take over to monitor the radiation, to come up with ideas. Like 34 experts, in his own words, monitoring the radioactive activity.
Free cavity search. And I think that's We're deploying all these capabilities because there is a crisis going on, and it's important to provide as much assistance to the Japanese as possible. U.S. aerial and ground radiation monitoring equipment and 34 personnel arrived in Japan last night.
All right, so whatever they can do, they're monitoring it, they're looking at it. They're saying still the Japanese are saying there's no health risk at a certain distance away from the plant. What they're saying is 20 kilometers away. If you're 20 kilometers from the Fukushima nuclear power plant, there's not an immediate health threat. Like I said, I don't care whatever they tell me about the, what is it, millisieverts per hour that are detected. That's what they call it. I don't care. Whatever that form of radiation, I'm out of there. Yeah, I would be. I would. With children especially, there's no way I would hang around. I would try to get as far away from the area as I can. Because I don't want to be in the path of that. And that's,
also has ideas,
you know,
for
that's
Davis's least
process
fortunate.
And what happens there. I said the deal about the concrete, and I think also we've had some chatter offered up the same thing. DJ Dave Monitor says, and he's right.
Known for?
Japan and the U.S. scientists got channel vision, and you know, you look at it and you see these damp heavy duty concrete mixture that has to be dropped from above by a helicopter basically, and keep the mixture of concrete flowing. That's what DJ says. He's right. This is something that I was talking about today with somebody.
To learn
why isn't that
the
thought?
Impact of the
why
tunnel?
Can't
we turn to the engineers and men of
why
science
can't they
who
do
built
that?
It?
Because
is there any reliable
if they're running out of solutions, really, I believe there's more that we don't know.
We weren't trying.
They don't want to have more fear and panic. That's the whole idea. So to quell that, pump them with as much positive information as possible. But ultimately. Make the call.
But this
you have to go with the concrete,
daily
go
show
with the concrete, right?
Reveals no
don't wait.
Toads
don't wait until it's too late. Just like people that if they can make their way out of there, I'd make my way out of there. All right, Jeff in Oregon, you have the floor. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate, I just wanted to let you know I met former first lady's bar first this past Monday.
Wow, she's a terrific, really, both of them, she's a terrific lady, right? Yeah, you liked her?
Yes, and I even seen Rudy Giuliani.
Where were you that you saw all these political wife, first lady, and politicians?
It's called Get Out in Motivation, and I got to see him personally. I was telling him about your show.
Really? And they were, so you were out at an event. You were out at a motivational event.
Yes.
Good for you.
And CIA let me go meet her.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you. She is a very charming person. No matter what side of politics you're on, Laura Bush is a solid woman.
Yep. And I told her how cute you are too.
Well, thanks for that plug, Jeff. We're trying to get her husband on the show. I think I'm going to have some success at that. It's probably going to happen in the next couple of weeks, depending on his schedule.
All righty. That would be nice.
It would be nice. I'm glad you shared that. Was the motivational deal with all those big names, did you feel pumped up when you left?
Actually, I did, and I was there at 4:30 this morning, and I left at 5:30 at night, so how personal I was.
All right. So that's happening in Oregon, huh?
That just happened Monday.
Wow. Yeah, I think they're speaking in Dallas. I know there's a whole group. And there's more than the people you mentioned. I think, isn't there some other people on that list?
Goldie Hawn's one of them.
Yeah. Very cool.
I even met the founder of Gelatin.
Cool. Very good. I'd like to, can you imagine being the founder of, what'd you say, Jell-O Gelatin? Jell-O, basically?
Yeah. And Bill Cosby was there.
That makes sense, huh? Well, good for you, Jeff. Good for you that you were out there. I'm glad that you shared that story with us. Thanks for the call. Okay, so like I said, at the tail end of this, we are going to check the mail, including what's happening in Libya. There's four reporters that are missing. Nice. New York Times reporters somehow lost in the mix of what's happening there. And happy St. Patrick's Day to some of you out there that are already in to the wearing of the green. I don't even think I have anything green on me. Oh, that's bad. I couldn't be more Irish-American. Catherine, Shayna, Fitzgerald, Delaney. There's just too many names to go on and on about. Tomas in Michigan. Hello. Welcome to America Tonight, buddy.
Well, little lass, how are you?
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, you know, today I'm Black Irish. Rebecca is going to join me here in singing an Irish tune, my daughter. How about
right,
that?
Let's hear it. Oh, I like it.
Okay. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountain side. The storm is gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you, must go and die by. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow. For when the valley's hushed and white with snow, and I'll be in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. We be jamming, we be jamming.
Sweet, have us some applause. For that one, that was good. Danny boy, that rendition. Your daughter has a lovely voice as well.
Well,
excellent.
You know.
It was good. Excellent. It was good, you know. It's a hard tune kind of to sing because you have to hit some weird notes in there.
That's right. So anyway, you know, just keep it up there. Keep it lively today. Keep it lively and green, you know.
Green!
Yes, because, I mean, you know, the Japanese government, come on now. I feel bad for the Japanese people. I mean, you see people, these Japanese people are so honor-bound. Did you see some of those videos of them
yes.
in the store? The shelves are falling over, and the Japanese workers are trying to keep the shelves up. Can you imagine an American worker doing that?
No, I can't.
It would have been gone. The first shake would have been, see ya. But, you know, the Japanese government, you know, when that tsunami hit Indonesia, you know, they knew that sooner or later one was going to hit, you know, Japan. And I'm sure they counted the beans and they said, you know, it probably costs too much to redo these nuclear power plants. So we're just going to have to take the hit.
You know, it always comes down to the money, doesn't it? It does. You just said it. We say that every single show. It comes down to the money. You're right.
And you know they got money. I mean,
yeah, they have lots of money. They have our money.
That's right,
yes,
man.
They do. You're right.
But you know, I'd just like to say, like a public announcement there, the Red Cross, you can just call the Red Cross or internet or anything like that, and they will send money straight to Japan. So that's one way to help the people there.
I agree with you. Just whatever you can give. You know, a couple dollars here and there. If everybody did that even, that'd be a lot of money coming out of America. There already is a lot of people that are ponying up. Tomas, thank you. That was sweet. Danny boy, give your daughter a hug for us, too. She did a great job with that. Happy St. Paddy's Day for some of you that are already into St. Patrick's Day. Checking the mail next.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Here we are in the stretch drive of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us across the nation and down under and in the UK and in France and in China and some other places as well. Welcome to the show. We're glad that you found us, whether it was through chat, Pal Talk, here on the radio airwaves, of course, across the country, and so many ways now to get to the show. It's terrific. We welcomed a new affiliate, Space Coast, baby. I'm all into that. And we've got another launch that's coming up soon here, the Endeavor and WMEL. So pleased to have them on board with us. They took off earlier in the week, and that's Cocoa Beach. I mentioned how beautiful the beaches in that area are. If you're ever in Florida, Cocoa Beach is a definitely must see. Then you can go to the famous Ron John's surf store there. Everything and anything you can imagine. If you've probably seen people poking around with those shirts on and hats and whatever, and they're very famous, certainly, for their beach towels, too. In Japan, we were talking about this ensuing disaster, worried about the meltdown, all that stuff, absolutely, and the health and safety of the people in Japan, not just the Japanese, but U.S. citizens that are there, has to be the biggest concern for the ambassador that we heard earlier, John Ruse, who talked about the 34 experts that had come into the country and they had ground and aerial monitoring equipment. It's the radiation. The twin disasters knocked out cooling systems at the number one nuclear plant northeast of Tokyo that sent those temperatures just soaring. I mean, just none of us could withstand it. Soaring in the reactors, and then it sparked the four explosions and a couple of fires. So we don't know the end of this story. So far, speaking of not knowing the end, the Japanese disaster They're talking about $32 billion. Insured losses at $32 billion. And because Tomas mentioned this about the Red Cross, U.S. charities, three of them, including the Red Cross, total have raised so far, just a pretty short time, it hasn't even been quite a week yet, $65 million for the victims of the quake. So that's a very good thing, especially when times are tight for so many, with almost double-digit employment, depending on where you live. Before we get to the mailbag, I wanted to mention this again. I'm making jokes about the fact that the last time I took vitamins, and sad to say it, and that people just really do look at me kind of cross-eyed when I say it, but the last time I took vitamins, I was taking Flintstone vitamins. Yeah. I mean, we're talking Fred Flintstone, right? Yeah, I liked hearing that when I was a kid, hearing that cartoon. But I think I'm missing some zinc and some other things. That's why I have this nickname now, the Salt Princess. And that's what it is for me. Salt is just is not a great thing. Too much salt is not a great thing. I don't pour salt on food. But, you know, with all the preservatives and everything, you're getting a ton of salt. So I decided to hook up with Youngevity, and if you go to americatonightteam.com, you'll see what I'm getting, that majestic, it's that just tangy stuff, almost reminds me of Tang, the way it looks, back in the day, you know, the astronauts and Tang, but it's filled with all those nutrients, only once before I took something natural, so I'm excited to embark on this whole endeavor, and I'm getting the products too. The products are actually very reasonable because I don't get them for free. All these people that want to give me free products, and here I jump on board this, and you got to pay for them. But they're reasonably priced. I went through, I mean, no kidding. I went through a nutritional center. I think they're called, what are they? Three letters. It's almost like the network. I think it's GCN, GC something. And I went through the store and I priced out stuff that they had, and ooh. Ouch. So this was a good way to do it anyway. So americatonightteam.com. If you go there, you just click on as a customer and you can look through and you can pick out some natural stuff. You may be like me. You might need zinc. You might just need some vitamins. Get them. Do it the natural way before it's too late and you're getting treated with all these ridiculous prescription drugs. Not a fan of that. I don't take, knock on wood, I haven't had to take any prescription drugs because I don't want to do that. Coming up on our next show, we will do, I have to remind everyone because it's been so long, I hope that a lot of you will join us for this, but we're going to do a nail the score because I have some good prizes to give out. We're doing a nail the score for the brackets. I'll pick probably two games. See, I'm holding up my bracket. If this is radio, so some of you can't see, but you can imagine the brackets. You know what they look like. And already I've lost a game because there was a play-in game between USC and Virginia Commonwealth. So guess who I picked? Well, I just told you I lost. Yeah, I picked the Trojans. Duh. Losing. So VCU beat the Trojans. I think because I was just in California. Beat the Trojans, and that place just operates on, it's all about the Lakers and the Trojans. 59-46 was the final there. So already I got a big fat X on my bracket. Do you believe it? And I'll give you my final four. I have Ohio State, Duke, Pitt, and Notre Dame. Yeah, I'm sure people are saying, Notre Dame? Why is she picking Notre Dame? So we'll do that nail the score thing in our, let's see, third hour of the show, of our next show, a nail the score. We'll mix it into the conversation. Without further ado, though, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
All right, checking the mail, as you can imagine, a lot of you have thoughts on Japan and what to do and what isn't being done. Here's one from Scott Service. Hello, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to your show now for probably 2.5 years, something like that. And I have to say, I do enjoy it. You make me laugh, and I usually fall asleep to you. All right, well, thank you for that. And he says, Japan, Japan, Japan. I just don't get it. I would definitely not hang around. It probably is very tough to get out of some of those pockets, some of those areas, but I would do everything in my power to get away from the plant, no matter how safe they say it is, or what the circle or bubble or whatever you want to call it is. I don't believe it's safe for anyone, because how much do we really know about radiation? Isn't that part of the problem? Think of visits to the doctors. Yeah, you know, it's as any. Million times, it even make you sign forms about you're not pregnant, because of the fear of the amount of radiation, whatever that dose is. So you have people monitoring the radiation and also checking people for radiation. You have iodine pills that have been handed out. On the West Coast, you had people go crazy for those pills for fear of the same thing, that, you know, we're not going to trust it, even though they say it's not going to come our way. It's going to dissipate and sink. Couldn't get here. We're not going to chance that. We're going to take matters into our own hands. Nah. You know, you have to be responsible for yourself, so you can't just be fed the information. I do agree with that. All right, here's one from Leanne, listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. She wrote that in there. What's the deal with the reporters who are gone in Libya? Kate, do you think they've been kidnapped? Do you think they've been beheaded? Do you think that they're just missing and went underground? What do you think? I don't know. The newspaper, the executive editor, a guy named Bill Keller, every once in a while he pops up on a Sunday show. He's done some blogging on the newspaper's website, and they can't confirm these reports. They're saying that they've talked to the Libyan government in Tripoli, and that they're trying to figure out the whereabouts of the journalists, but they don't know where they are. And it is four who are missing. They last been in touch with them on Tuesday morning, and they're concerned that they've been swept up by the Libyan government, by the troops that are over there that are in the streets in Libya, and they just picked them up, boy. It's getting tougher and tougher to be a reporter, and especially somebody in a war site. Usually, you know, you have the vest on, it says journalist, and unless you happen to be caught in the middle of something, that you're not purposely targeted, and you wonder if that's the case here. Sad thing for those reporters. I hope they turn up.